This is News Director Larissa Donovan joining me over the phone today. A couple of gals from rural Minnesota, SEP, Alyssa and Karen. Welcome. Welcome to the phone call. I understand you guys have a job fair coming up.
We do. Yep. It's coming up on Monday, so it's coming up really fast. It will be held in the Westridge parking lot right behind Home Depot from noon to 5.
And what sort of things should people bring to a job fair? Should they have a bunch of copies of fancy resumes and their best interview clothes?
Well, we always recommend resumes, yep. And I guess we don't really want people coming in workout clothes or, you know, holy jeans. So nice clothes. And sometimes it depends on what kind of job they're looking for. So if they want an office job, then they should probably dress like they would if they were going to the office to work. But if they're looking to do carpentry or construction, then jeans and a nice shirt might be all right.
All right. Yeah, I always dress for the job you want.
Yep.
What sort of employers are hiring right now?
You know, Larissa, we've got employers from every spectrum. We've got social services, like
social services. We have a variety of retail jobs, as well as auto service places. We have some schools as well, private schools. So there's an assortment of jobs. So it really should appeal to anyone who's looking for work.
And what are you hearing from employers who are having trouble filling some of these positions?
You know, they're just looking for people to walk in the door, I think. They just want people who are serious about working and have good work ethic, but really they are willing to train as well. So they're looking for people to walk in the door and said, I want a job and I'll show up every day.
All right. Anything else about the job fair that you wanted to be sure to get out to our listeners before I let you go today?
Okay. Well, we do have 30 employers who will be here either in person or have supplied us with flyers about their jobs. So I'm really hoping that people will come out, take time to walk around the parking lot and visit with the employers just to see what is out there. And I'm also thinking that if people were to think outside the box a little bit and look at different jobs than what they've always done, they might be surprised about what they're interested in.
All right, fantastic. How about you, Alyssa?
Well, I'm hoping that this eliminates a lot of cold feet for people who have been out of the workforce for a while or people who are wanting a change but don't know how. But this is kind of like a pre-interview for that individual. They get to know the employers in the area, and the employers get to know the community a little bit and what the needs are, too. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to seeing our workforce boom in the area, and I'm just excited to get to know more of our clients as I'm new to SEP.
So the job fair Monday is also a good way to learn a little bit more about what rural Minnesota SEP does, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Alyssa and Karen, have a great time with the job fair on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larissa.